Powwow season kicks off on the Wind River Reservation this weekend with the 60th annual Eastern Shoshone Indian Days. Visitors will have the chance to see singing and dance competitions, try indigenous food, and shop native-made art and jewelry. There's also etiquette to keep in mind. Wyoming Public Radio's Tribal Affairs correspondent Savannah Marr visited powwow singers and dancers during an exhibition at the Wind River Casino and asked for their advice on being a respectful visitor.
My name is Danayla Augustine.
Theron Spoonhunter.
My name is Andrew Seahare.
Jasmine Bell, J-A-S-M-I-N-E.
First name is Herb, and my last name is Augustine.
My Arapaho name is Red Paint Tree, Pahati Bay.
So one of the biggest things about our powwow circle is that always go with the open heart, good feelings.
Oh yeah, yeah. There is some protocol for like some stuff that happens while the dances occur.
We do ceremonies, like we call it a dog dance. Like everybody has to stand up and nobody can take pictures or take videos or anything like that.
Another time is like if they're honoring somebody, they're doing an honor song for somebody, you know, you don't want to get out there and start dancing, you know, acting all crazy and stuff.
We save seats, we'll put blankets on the seats, and a lot of people that are not familiar with the circle don't know that those blankets are there for a family to sit.
A lot of the regalia that is displayed, there are no two alike. It's made for that individual. You know, it's very personal to them. It's part of them.
So you don't touch their hair. You don't touch their dresses.
Kind of like not going right into the arena because, like, they could get, like, trampled or kicked or something.
And, you know, that's just like a sporting event. You know, you're not going to run out in the middle of a basketball game.
If you want to take pictures, just ask the individual first.
Sometimes in different tribes, if they've lost a loved one or they're going through something, a hardship, they may not allow pictures to be taken of them.
If a person is visiting, you know, if they're curious about something, you know, all they have to do is ask someone.
I know a lot of non-native people are kind of scared to come to powwows. They shouldn't be because it's for everyone.
You know, it's a good place for gatherings, meet new friends, and keep up with the old ones.
When you're there, just enjoy yourself and enjoy the singers and the drum groups. You know, you see the dancers, they're entertaining, they're exciting, but people tend to forget about the singers. I always suggest to people that's never been to a powwow is go up and shake their hand, you know, introduce yourself and, you know, meet the singers, because without those singers, we wouldn't have a powwow.